And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
I don't see a problem. I'll draw you a map, meet you in that can. I gotta follow my own path and welcome what finds me right where I am. And if you're gonna love me tomorrow, maybe you can love me today. The love song's poetry you borrow, picks me up, carries me away. But I like to look farther than the sun on Saturday. And if I hold on tight, I might not fall and float away. And I don't wanna lose my place. I'm catching a break now. I'm chipping away at the brightest gold. I gotta see it for myself.
The Dragon of Grindley Grun.
I'm the Dragon of Grindley Grun. I breathe fire as hot as the sun. When a knight comes to fight, I just toast him on sight like a hot crispy cinnamon bun. When I see a fair damsel go by,
E-o.
I just sigh me a fiery sigh. And she's baked like a tater. I think of her later with a romantic tear in my eye. I'm the Dragon of Grindley Grun. But my lunches aren't very much fun, for I like my damsels medium rare, and they always come out well done.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give you more than I got left to give. I don't know if I could show you more than them. Maybe after this life we could make more than amends. Maybe after this life we could be more than a trend. You always gonna chase it, place you down in the latest. Why you always chasing the perfect picture you painted? Everything come with a price, that's just how it's made. Why you always doing it, doing you faded? And I tell you about your wrongs, cause I'm never gonna fake it. But you never complacent, always find replacement. Wanna take you outside, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Go Beverly Hills and cash out at Jason. Shorty, we ain't trying to put you in no trouble. I ain't coming off as no cover. I just wanna put it deep down inside your spot. Shorty, I done walked around in your brain. And I promise I can tame everything that these lame. I can't give you more than I got left to give. I don't know if I could show you more than them. Maybe after this life we could make more than amends. Maybe after this life we could be more than a trend.
All right, all right, all right. That was More Than a Trend by Roddy Ricch. I'm your host, DJ Popcorn, and today we'll be getting into this radio show. You know, today's focus will be a little bit on Rap Radar, but welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. So, you know, we'll be right back after our local news and weather. See you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County was served with a federal grand jury subpoena on February 8th, seeking materials from the Rensselaer County Board of Elections as the FBI investigation into the handling of absentee ballots in 2021 and 2020 continues to expand. Federal authorities are looking to obtain absentee ballot documents and communications of various Rensselaer County officials. The subpoenas were served 5 days after FBI agents seized the mobile phones of County Operations Director Richard W. Crist and Jim Gordon, the County Director of Purchasing and a political ally of County Executive Steve McLaughlin. The phones were seized on the morning of February 3rd and took place the same day McLaughlin appeared in Rensselaer County Court for a pretrial conference in an unrelated criminal case involving the alleged theft and misuse of campaign funds. McLaughlin has pleaded not guilty to 2 felony charges. State police also have been conducting a separate investigation of alleged ballot fraud in the city of Rensselaer's mayoral race last November. Multiple county officials, most of them tied to the Republican Party, have retained legal counsel as FBI agents have been conducting interviews during the past several months. Gordon's role focused on the FBI's investigation. Crist's involvement with absentee ballots in the Rensselaer mayoral race has also been examined by the state police. The county GOP leadership said it was unaware of any fraudulent activity by the party during the 2021 election, and that party members had simply taken advantage of a directive from the State Board of Elections that allowed individuals to use absentee ballots if they did not want to vote in person due to the pandemic. Crist, a longtime Republican operative and McLaughlin confidant, who serves as his spokesperson, has declined to respond to questions for more than a month. Gordon also previously declined to comment. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. 5 months after the village of Ravenna passed a law banning the feeding of wildlife within the village, ducks continue to be drawn to the area. Large flocks of the waddling waterbirds can be seen on local streets, especially in the Faith Plaza parking lot on Route 9W, where there are sometimes dozens sitting and walking around the lot. In September, the village board adopted a measure prohibiting the feeding of wildlife, including waterfowl, in an attempt to discourage the birds from congregating in the village. Village officials said at the time they were causing property damage and creating a public health concern. The wildlife feeding law for the village of Ravenna outlaws the feeding of all wildlife with the exception of songbirds. Anyone in Ravenna looking to feed a songbird must do it in a feeder that stands at least 4 feet from the ground, according to the law. At the village board meeting last month, a resident noted that the shopping plaza continues to draw ducks by the dozens in spite of the local law. Management at the Shop and Save supermarket has posted signs asking customers not to feed the animals. Ravenna Mayor Bill Miskiraka said, and I quote, "If the people didn't feed them, they would leave. That's the bottom line," end quote. The mayor said village officials have been unsuccessful in getting the state to relocate the ducks. Officials have also contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the federal agency that protects endangered species, to no avail. Ms. Kiraka said, and I quote, "These things, the ducks, are federally protected," end quote. Deputy Mayor Nancy Warner said she has been contacted by people who have seen others feeding the ducks, but she advised them to call the police instead so they can enforce the law. Read the full story at theupstater.com. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cairo Town officials are moving forward with a plan to convert a former martial arts facility into a community center. In November, the town purchased the former Dojo Martial Arts and Fitness Academy on Route 32 with plans to convert it into a senior center and as a location for the town's ambulance service. During the Cairo Town Board's February 7th meeting, it unanimously approved a pair of resolutions to hire the Albany-based Barton & Logidus Engineering Consulting Firm to apply for grants to fund the senior center and to prepare a project site plan. The board authorized $5,500 to the firm for grant writing, $4,600 for interior layout design, $1,200 for asbestos abatement, and $1,900 for lab analysis. Town Supervisor Jason Watts said, and I quote, "We need to knock down some walls, redo the electric, and put in a kitchen. It would be a community center where they could do meals on wheels, and the seniors can come in, and we'll put a TV up and have some games there that they can do. We've talked about putting some gardens outside for people to work with," end quote. According to Watts, Barton and Logidus said if they could secure a grant, it could be for more than $1 million. Watts said, and I quote, "That would put us right where we need to be to start really moving forward. A kitchen is going to be $70,000 to $80,000. Just by ourselves, we might be able to afford to do the community part with the help of the county. The ambulance part might have to wait because we definitely don't have the money for that. But we do have to do something," end quote. Board member Tim Powers said there is no timeline for when the center could be completed. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 11th. Early this morning, we got 22 degrees in Halcott Center and 26 in Hammertown. There is also a fresh report of 1.2 inches of snow in Halcott Center. Those cold temperatures, coupled with recent warm afternoons, mean surface ice is possible. So be careful out there if you are driving or even walking. Morning conditions will be sub-freezing, and the afternoon will be just cold, so make sure you are layered up. A high of 49 is expected at 2 p.m. Wind speeds will be in the low teens. Overnight, temperatures fall to around 38 degrees. Light rain will fall, and it will continue until dark on Saturday, which will have a high of 50 degrees. A drop to 20 degrees overnight takes us into a lightly snowy Sunday with a high of 28. Temperatures drop again on Sunday night, reaching 10 degrees. So be careful, it is still winter. Monday is looking dry with a high of 21. Sunset today will be at 5:07 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53 a.m. Looking way up, we see geomagnetic storms are possible on Sunday due to an incoming plasma stream. Solar wind speed is currently 406 kilometers per second at 8.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently just terrible until dark, then fair across all bands overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 78, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm your host, DJ Popcorn. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm here with...
your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
All right, man. And what better way to come back to Clubhouse Radio on a nice Friday after y'all, you know what I'm saying, some of y'all just got out of school. And, you know, we get to ease up with some music. So, here we go, you know what I'm saying? We got my boy, Roddy Rich.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. If y'all not... you know. What is this? A snippet? Could you say this a snippet? What is this? Because it's not a whole song. It's only 55 seconds. What did you say this was? A snippet? Could you say this is a snippet? Because it's like 55 minutes?
Yeah. Seconds.
Nah, we all know. There's some stuff that you will hear up in church.
Or something like it.
Come around. So now when you come around, so now when you come around, so now you down. Slow it down when you come around. Tell me y'all not listening to this. I'm in church. Tell me y'all don't go to church. And y'all be like, slow down. Y'all not bobbing to this low key. Oh. Not tight. Nah, but my fault. What you think about that? That little slow it down. What you think about that, DJ Popcorn?
I mean, that song right there is like that's nice energy right there, bro. Right. I like that.
So that's how we gonna start. Mind you, we gonna play a good like what, 4 songs? What? 1, 2 more songs by Roddy. Alright, okay, 3 more songs by Roddy. That's to get the Roddy vibe up going. So we
nice.
By Roddy Rich. You gonna say it? You wanna say it? Hibachi. Mm. Hibachi.
Hibachi.
And this guy Kodak Black. 21 Savage.
You give me attitude, I just might go cheat today. It's 2021, so I'm planning on lead the way. I've been planning my ins and outs, so gotta put my cheese away. Took a bad to Hibachi and Hirachis. Got too many jewels on my squad, cannot see. 250 cash, hit Japan and get some chopsticks. I've been with little man, counting up bands, I ain't gotta drop. What's your ETA? I ain't even eat today. I know some cross the street selling for a cheaper rate. Still gotta run it up like I don't got. I always say these, cause they fake.
More money than you little boys, and ain't no reason for me to hate. And if I try my, I'm trying to shoot them in their face. They know I'm a demon, call somebody right away. Yeah, I pull up speed, but I ain't trying to race. Young on the scene, got my roller sticking up. Everybody with my beans, I already know it. Shoot pass in a kind of jail, I can eat, say it wrong. No, the bean in my nut.
We gon' bow, stand tall, never fall back. Answer every time I call. Got my use protection, I don't hit a raw. Eating noodles in the trenches where they break the law. Piss me off, I just might cheat, I got a bad reflex. I got tattoos in my face, but I like R&B. Hit a couple flight attendants cause I ride bitches. And I still ain't met a that I pay to keep it. That's deep. Savage on these masters, ain't no shockers on my feet. No, they taking pictures, trying to calculate a G. I got ton of vision, need binoculars to see. 21.
took her to hibachi, all she wanted was my meat fat. Gang hit the corner, stop dropping freeze. VVS diamonds in my ear, Christmas Eve. Yo, little bitch, you need a DNA from Steve. Oh, my brother selling, he says money growing
what
trees.
Dude, you don't never appreciate. You give me attitude, I just might go cheat today. I've been planning my ins and outs and gotta put my cheese away. Took a bad to hibachi in her ratchets. Got too many Jews on my squad, and I see. 250 cash hit Japan and get some chopsticks. I've been with little man counting up bands, I ain't gotta drop.
But yeah, that was Hibachi by Roddy Rich.
So yeah, how you feel about that one, man? I really like that one, you know what I'm
saying?
Nah,
it was a bop.
You know, I give that one like a 7.8.
I'll give it a 7. I'll give it a 7. Probably 8.
No, for sure. I definitely like that one.
Excuse
compared
me.
To some of the other ones on the album, but definitely a very solid track.
Bro.
But this one, I think it's like
we go play this one at top.
This one right here, you know, this one it's called Thailand.
Thailand, but yeah, how was your day so far?
It's been decent. It's been decent.
What you been up to? What you been doing, chilling?
You know, school stuff.
Yeah, my fault. I'm sorry. Project. Nah. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like this could be made memes of. Talk about in Thailand.
Probably, man.
No, I'm not gonna lie. He type snap. What about you? What you think about this?
I mean, yeah, I mean, this one was cool. I just haven't heard it on, like, TikTok or anything like that. So that's why, like, you know.
If it wasn't on TikTok, I don't know if it's a banger. It could still be a banger, you know.
I listen to a lot of songs that aren't on
TikTok. Yeah. Nah, I'm not gonna lie, he take one heavy. But we gonna let y'all listen to this.
From Thailand, she do the most. My hot like some cayenne sitting in your throat. They spend a $250,000 in a private just for the show. Shawty gonna call a your highness, cause we on the low. And I get about 12 for a key. If playing chess, I'm king. My with fucking steam. You know I'm popping every Latin. Got a lot of hunters. Thought about it with a lot of money. If I got the time, feel like a menace. Open up a tonsils like she had the dentist. Writing checks, had to work on my penmanship. What you got, I spend more on the fit. I spend more on my 20 bitches on top of the Ritz. Got the store, you should cop you some kicks. We getting money, hooray, hooray, hooray. Having Dodie on Dodie, ain't talking no stimulus. We went to war for this. When you stacking up paper on paper on paper, you gon' need some more of this. Living prototype, they gon' copy it. I done spent some M's on my property. Got rich off the box, I boxed me in. Flew my out from Thailand. She do the most. My hot like some cayenne sitting in your throat. They spend $250,000 in a private just for the show. Shawty gonna call her your highness, cause we on a low. And I get about 12 for a key. If playing chess, I'm king. My with fucking steam. You know I'm popping every Latin. Got a lot of honey. Thought about it with a lot of money.
Yeah. So, my fault. What y'all think about that? Did you popcorn? Actually, no. I'm gonna say what I thought about it. I give it a out of 10. I'm gonna give it like an 8. I'm gonna 8.5.
I'll stick to my 7.5 here.
7.5?
No. Because it's not better than the other one. So, 7.9. I'll go up.
That's valid.
7.9. I'll go up.
All right, that's respectful.
Right.
out of these songs, what you thought so far?
I mean, out of all the songs, I feel like...
Well...
Some of them were
I don't
good.
Like the two songs. Cause
it's just like certain... Yeah, he's got... he has his ups and downs on them.
Like
so that's
the
really
songs
just
in the album?
Yeah, so that's really just the thing with that. It's like, you know, there's really so many different ups and downs on the songs, like with the different melodies and things like that. So, you know.
Please, tell us what y'all think about this. I would love to know. I would love to know your feelings. Oh, and do y'all even, like, still, like, listen to Roddy Ricch? Like, because I know I personally, I don't. I don't know. Somebody just told me to look him up today. Like, Tape Vod. What about you?
No, I don't even think about him at all.
Right?
No,
not at all?
Didn't have a single thought about him.
Not a cross goes through your mind?
Not at all.
Not an R goes through your mind for Rod?
No.
The only Rod you be thinking about is Rod Reeves?
Nope. When I think R, I think rope.
Why rope?
Or run.
Why rope?
I don't know.
Why is the first thing you think of is rope? That's weird, but okay. Okay, I could see the run, but like artist, I meant like artist wise. I meant like artist wise.
Run DMC.
Who's Run DMC?
You don't know Run DMC?
No.
See, bro, that's why I knew you were young.
I'm older than you.
Stop, bro.
I'm older than you.
Yes, you may be older than me, but if you gotta, everyone knows who Run DMC
is. I think I know who Run DMC.
You gotta know who Run DMC is.
Run DMC. Oh, yeah, I know this.
Yes, Run DMC.
I always forget this.
For sure.
That's tape my fault. That's an L on me. Whoa. Those were like our last. Roddy Ricch songs, right? Those last two. So what we gonna give y'all? Hold on. What we're going to give y'all is some Juice WRLD. And we're going to be right back with some Run DMC. Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Feeling lost, don't know what to do. I just got some in the back of my car. Still feeling dead when I think about you. I can't do a damn thing when I'm without you. I'ma take a trip to the past, off the shrooms, off the acid. Then I'm bad. Call me young savage, but I'm ballin' like a young man. It's heartbreak music is such a passion. I thought I left it inside the past tense. You gave me your heart, it was made of plastic. No father heaven, I'm a bastard. At least I'm a rich one. You need a real n- you should go get one. So many in my face, I could pick one. Make a pop it like a zit, huh? Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Say you want my love and I believe you. But every look you give, it's like I'm see-through. Show me that you want me like I need you. And I need you, yeah. Say you want my love and I believe you. Every look you give, it's like I'm see-through. Show me that you want me like I need you. And I need you.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead,
I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you?
But yeah, that was by Juice WRLD, Roses. Now, DJ Popcorn, how you like that song? That's a song that gets you in the bag. What type of mood?
I mean, you know that song, it more gets me hype. It's not really a song that,
yeah.
that I get upset to or whatever, or if like, you know, or I'm sad, I'm not going to listen to that.
Here. Roses are red.
But it's like a song I can kind of listen to like in any type.
Yeah,
of
tape mode. Yeah, because it's like flexible. It's a flexible song.
Yeah. For sure. Also, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
999. Rest in peace.
For sure. I definitely like that song still a lot. Still still a 9. I still love that song.
Still a 9.
Still love that song. But especially like from when it first came out till now. Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
So well, this next song, I mean, this is one of my favorite songs by Run DMC and almost of all time right here. So, you know, we got It's Tricky. Let's go.
It's Tricky. It's crazy.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know the song. You was right. I know who this was by.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time.
It's tricky.
Time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. Me. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around.
it's tricky. Now,
yes, sir.
That was a classic. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Cause he was like Run DMC. I'm like, who's Run DMC? I never knew the name of
certain groups.
Yeah, like I never knew the name of the group. And it's weird because I've heard a lot of their songs off of my mom,
right?
And the radio off. That's sad. I'm a wallow in shame.
And you would think I wouldn't know, right? And you would think that I wouldn't know.
I'm a wallow in shame. We just go listen to the 6:30 news, bro. We go catch y'all, bro.
When we come back,
bro. This is some.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that while good cause eviction laws have been passed on the local level, efforts by progressive Democrats to pass a statewide law have stalled. A bill in Albany has been referred to a housing committee, but has made little in the early days of the current legislative session. Meanwhile, the cities of Albany, Newburgh, and Poughkeepsie passed their own good cause eviction bills. Hudson passed a law that was vetoed by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, and a replacement bill then failed with the Hudson Common Council. Good cause eviction laws require the automatic renewal of leases, removing the ability of landlords to displace tenants at the end of their lease. Landlords can still evict tenants for a variety of reasons, such as conducting illegal activities, damaging property, or non-payment of rent, but only if rent increases have been kept under 5% a year. But while there has been some success locally passing the tenant protection legislation, it is being undermined by the lack of a statewide measure. Asked about the good cause law passed in the city of Albany during the state budget hearing February 9th, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said, and I quote, "Well, we've been sued," end quote. That's because the city is preempted by the state. If New York passed the statewide eviction standards, that, and I quote, "would allow us to move forward with something that is really important," end quote. She then said, and I quote, "When you have security in housing, then you have security in family. We have such transients that we see it, and it impacts school performance. It impacts people's mental health. It creates anxiety, and it takes resources from the people who are in the least position to be able to marshal those resources," end quote. Jemani Williams, the New York City public advocate now running for governor against incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul, said that he thought Democratic leadership are not backing good cause legislation because they are beholden to developers and property owners. Hochul, for instance, held, and I quote, "a small private," end quote, "dinner for donors February 10th in Manhattan at Hudson Yards, a massive recent development in the city that was developed by related companies, cost between $10,000 and $45,200 to attend." Hochul's office claims the governor has taken, and I quote, "decisive action to protect tenants," end quote. The governor's office said in its statement, and I quote, "We will continue to work closely with the legislature and members of the advocacy community to protect vulnerable New Yorkers and keep tenants in their homes," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that the town of Cairo will hold a public hearing about the proposed snowstorm parking law at 7 p.m. March 7th at Town Hall. Cairo would copy Catskill's law requiring vehicles to be parked on the even side of the street from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then move to the odd side of the village streets from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Switching sides of the street continues every 12 hours until the snow emergency has ended. The town will ticket and tow violators' vehicles at the owner's expense. You can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the town of Knox in Albany County celebrates its bicentennial this year, with the town spending $4,000 on events from the end of February into August. February 28th is the official 200th anniversary of the town's formation,
and Knox holds a proclamation ceremony at the town hall that day. There's also an essay contest in March when local students will write about a favorite object in the Knox Historical Association's museum. There will also be a pageant and quilt show in April and bicentennial activities at the Parker Street Fair on June 17th and 18th. The celebration concludes with a barbecue fundraiser at the Knox Reformed Church on August 5th and a car show, live music, and fireworks on August 6th. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Changed up, I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yo, we back. That was Drake. Oh, my fault. That was Drake. Fake yes, love. Before
fake
that,
love by my boy Drake.
And before that, it was
Run DMC.
Yeah.
Tricky.
All right.
Your boy DJ Popcorn and DJ Sean Money.
Yeah.
We are back. I'm your host. Also, a quick reminder, the views and opinions of Clubhouse Radio are not the views
of the clubhouse's parent organization or the views of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
And again, sorry, my fault if I cut you off. And again, if y'all want to join us, just email us.
You can shoot us an email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Also, you can shoot us a text at C2 Clubhouse to get in contact with us as well. So, yeah, right back into our show. So, we've been listening to a lot of music today. You know, some old ones, some new ones, some good ones,
some present okay ones. Yeah, you know? Some present ones too.
Yeah. So, you know, and overall, we've got this sense, you know, that like it was missing something, you know. And
things
when I was sitting back, I was like, what's it missing?
What?
Where are the people we miss at, man?
We gotta
play one.
Don't get me started.
Gotta play one.
I mean, it ain't Christmas no more, but I do love me some December. And
sir,
I do love me some Christmas.
So, without further ado, a ghetto Christmas carol by my boy XXXTentacion. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It's a vibe, yeah.
More cash, more cash, might throw it on her ass now. Butterflies on the whip, that's in those. On my super thick and don't keep no legs closed. I got dressed like a Dito do, might with the color of Beetlejuice, Peter Van Gogh, Japan, look at you, You ain't you, you, a. Nearly watching like, My boy really don't get that shit, These niggas, why they irrelevant, Nearly watching these niggas,
vibe, yeah, feeling right, yeah, keep it quiet.
Whoa, that was a ghetto Christmas carol by X. Yeah. How y'all mess with that? How you vibe with it?
You know, obviously I still mess with that one. Still like an 8 for me, you know.
That's still like a 9 for me.
Still
like
a very strong track.
It's forever going to be a strong track. Long live X. And long live Juice.
Facts.
Rest in peace. But yeah, we type getting towards like the end of our show, low key. It's like 6:43. Let's see. What are some good questions? If you could be a dinosaur, what dinosaur would you be?
I would definitely. I'm gonna be a pterodactyl because I would be able to fly and stuff. So I'll be able to like see everything.
Pterodactyl.
And plus, I'm still a dinosaur too, so that's like plus. And then one of my favorite shows when I was younger was Dinosaur Train, because it was just so entertaining to me for some reason.
Dinosaur Train.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for sure, Dinosaur Train.
I don't know what I'd probably be a T-Rex, like you know, as a baby T-Rex. Like I would stay as a baby T-Rex. The reason why I would stay a baby T-Rex is because, you know, my arms match my body type. So, I know what we could do. So, until we play a song, we could just scroll down this, some would you rathers.
Okay.
And you ask me some would you rathers, and I ask you.
So, yeah, man. So, would you rather Would you rather, man, live in an amusement park or live Ooh. In a zoo?
Live in an amusement park or live in a zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm living in a zoo. Hmm. I'm going to say live in a zoo. Cause
I'm going to say live in an amusement park.
Why?
Only for the simple fact that, like, Six Flags or, like, you know, things like that.
Oh, no, bro.
Or, like, Disney. Because they all, yeah, because they have food and they, and I mean, they have hotels
I mean,
right by them.
I mean, like, yeah, but, I mean, park. The reason... The reason why I say, I thought of it completely different. The reason why I said no to the amusement park, because amusement park, like, think of it, amusement parks at night, bro, when there's no one there, like, that definitely would be mad creepy to me more than, like, a store where no one's there, and I'm like.
But you're going to be bro. Around a bunch of wild animals. So it's the exact equivalent.
No, because look.
They're both going to be scary.
No, because look, if I'm living in an amusement park, there's no one in the amusement park. There's no one, it's just me. And a bunch of rides. At least if I have animals, I got to at least tame those animals to mess with me.
Why?
Because animals are cool, bro. Like,
I mean,
I could be friends. I could be like one of those people on Instagram that be friends with tigers and stuff.
Animals is cool. Oh, speaking of which, would you rather be able to talk to dogs or talk to cats?
Talk to dogs.
I'd rather be able to talk to cats.
I would want to talk to dogs because...
Cats, because I see more cats than I do dogs. Because I have more friends with cats than I do dogs.
I see more dogs than I see cats. Like, I barely ever see cats.
But not for sure.
I'm going to talk to a dog because, like,
overall, though, talking to dogs for me would be more beneficial.
The reason why I say talk to dogs...
Like, you know, out in public and stuff, I see more dogs.
The reason why I would say talk to dogs... Shout out to Coco. I would want to know what Coco be thinking. Because that's the dog we see the most.
Sometimes. For sure. So, would you rather have your own private jet or Ooh. Your own private island?
I'm going to say jet. The reason I'm going to say jet is because think how much money you can make off of that. You could rent your jet out. I get mad bands.
But what private island is, I don't have to pay for any, like, significant area. Or, and I could, like, build my own house and land and, you know, really structure my own.
Oh, you're right.
And build my own little world over there.
You're right.
You know, that's why I pick island.
Man said no neighbors. I get to build my own little town.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Put people in there, you know.
What? My fault. That's true. Put your fan. That's smart. What are some others?
Let's see. Would you rather have the Batmobile or have the DeLorean from Back in the Future?
The DeLorean. I get to go back in time.
I'm definitely getting the Batmobile. For sure.
Bro. Look.
Just because I love Batman.
Bro, but the DeLorean, you can go back in time.
I wouldn't want to do that because I'm too scared to mess something up.
Okay. Look. One, you could go back in time. And go to the future. Two, the DeLorean can fly. And three, it doesn't take gas. It takes waste, garbage. Think how clean that is. With the Batmobile, what? You gotta have gas. You gotta find somewhere to hide it. At least the DeLorean was smaller and there's somewhere to hide it.
I mean, it was really... It was a really, really good invention.
If we talk about Batman, think how many Batmobiles you gotta pick from.
There's so many options, bro.
And they're all huge.
And they're all beautiful.
And all big. So it's hard to hide. They're all to hide. Where are you gonna hide a Batmobile?
I'm not gonna.
Your Batmobile is gonna get stolen.
How?
It's a Batmobile.
I'm gonna be Batman. So
Jason Todd? Jason Todd?
No.
There's gonna be a Jason Todd who's gonna try to steal your tires.
Well, and there will not be any Jason Todd after I'm there.
What type of Batman you gonna be? Flashpoint Batman?
No.
You gonna be killing people?
No. I like to laugh a lot.
The Batman who laughs?
Maybe.
You gonna be a psychopath?
No, I'm not gonna be crazy.
You a little crazy though.
Nothing crazy.
You a little cuckoo and hey, I'm not gonna load you.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. It's an understatement. No, I'm not gonna load you.
Thinking? Never see your family for 1 year Ooh. Or never see your friends?
I don't want to answer this question.
is so tough.
I don't want to answer this question.
I love my family.
I don't want to
so
answer
much,
this question.
And I love my friends.
I don't
so
want to answer
much.
This question. However, can we skip?
It's like I do have family that's like friends, so I wouldn't mind.
Could we skip?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can answer that question right now.
Okay. So, you rather be the richest person in the world or have any superpower of your choice?
How many superpower of my choice? Because think of it, right?
Being the richest man in the world comes with a lot of problems.
But look.
I feel like
I
wouldn't be able to handle that stress.
The reason why I say this, I would be able to, I would do, pick any superpower in the world, is because, look, think of it. Let's say I choose mind manipulation. I'm able to manipulate people's minds, right? Get them to do anything I want. Just by that, I could go to a bank and become the richest man just by having a person sign my name on a document to get all the money to be the richest man in the world. So then I'm the richest man in the world, and I have superpowers. Mm. And I could go anywhere I want.
In a possible scenario, maybe. I'll go with having any superpower I want, because...
Why
that? And the superpower I probably would do is I'll probably get the Sharingan from Naruto, man.
That's not a superpower.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's a That's an ability.
Okay. I would rather have a superpower. I'll do invisibility. Invisibility.
Why? Why?
So I can leave places without being noticed.
But why would you have, like, that area of ability? Why is invisibility?
Cause
it's so simple. Like,
I already feel so invisible.
Man, all right, bro. All right, bro.
So
man, we both know why you want invisibility, but we not gonna talk about it.
What do you mean?
Nothing. So
it's like the face through walls.
Nah,
and stuff.
Nah,
you
nah.
Remember Danny
that's,
Phantom?
No, man? that's not invisibility.
Didn't.
No.
Morning and it's all gone. Best believe